Welcome to the Female Health Show. My name is Raquel, and today you'll listen to episode 11, where the beautiful and wonderful mini-me Cynthia is going to be talking about all things in regards to her journey to being a personal trainer and being employed by me. This is going to turn into a weekly segment with her, which is going to be so much fun, chats with Cynthia. So I hope you enjoy it. If you do have any questions or things that you'd like us to talk about, please let us know at raquelfitpt@gmail.com, and that way we can discuss them in the weekly segments. But I'm sure we're going to have plenty to talk about. Me and Cynthia love to chat, that's for sure. Let's get into the episode. So, Miss Cynth, how's your morning been? What have you been up to?
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
Day one of lockdown 5.0.
Yeah, it could be better. Had a little bit of a sleep in, but I'm so used to waking up so early, so I feel like out of whack.
I know, me too. Every morning, consistently, like 5 a.m., and I'm like, oh, this is supposed to be me sleeping in today.
I know. Like, I woke up, like, this morning, because my body clock's just, like, naturally, like, 4 a.m. wake up. So my eyes woke up at 4, and I'm like, oh, I can't, no. So I just fell back asleep.
4's early.
Like 8 o'clock. Yeah, I wake up so early just to, like, you know, get into my routine in the morning, so I'm not rushing because I hate rushing. So.
Yeah, that's your thing, I know. Yeah. Well, when I actually, this will be good for listeners to know, when I first met Cynthia, when I decided to hire Cynthia, which I actually knew automatically I was going to hire her, because when she walked in, she was like, hi, I'm Cynthia. She's really cute. And I was like, oh, I like this one. And then we got started, then I hired her, and she was like tired at like 7 a.m. And I was like, what's wrong with you? She's like, I need a coffee. And then next minute, she's waking up at like 4 a.m. And I'm like, why are you waking up so early? You're 5 minutes away.
Literally. I know. I've always been like that. Like, ever since I was smaller, even for school, I would always wake up like so early, like 5:30, because my whole family's up at that time. So, you know, and we're a loud family, so there's no chance of getting any sleep. So once everyone's up, you're up as well. There's no, you don't have a choice. So, I mean, it's a good thing. It set me up for, like, this job now, because, you know, you're always doing early morning. So yeah. I'm sort of used to it. So pretty grateful.
Early morning.
Even though, you know.
Prime time. Yeah, go, miss.
But, yeah, that's basically, yeah, wake up early. And now that lockdown's hit, it's, you sort of get out of that routine a little bit because, you know, you got nothing really to wake up for unless you're, like, you're productive in the morning. But, you know, you can't go anywhere. So. You're just at home.
Yeah. And it's like so last minute for us to organize anything. And, you know, it's pretty hard to come up on the spot. We could do like online Zooms and stuff, but I really feel like, you know, clients are, you know, we've given them enough resources. We've given them their workout plans. If they have their program at home, they prod along, like they've got the tools and they're pretty happy doing it themselves anyway. So, you know, we just have to do any other things like this. Podcasting.
Yeah, I know. I love this. But yeah, like you said, there's only so much we can do from our end. We just hope it only lasts 5 days and no longer, because it's just, yeah, they don't give us enough time as well to organize anything.
Nothing.
And I think it just sucks. Like, they tell us last minute, they had a press conference in the morning, and then, you know, they didn't mention no lockdown, no nothing. They just said the cases, but then all of a sudden, bang, like 5 day lockdown. And that was like, what, 2 hours later? So
exactly.
It's just, yeah.
It's such a drainer. It's so full on. Yeah, very frustrating, very, very frustrating. And like from my end, so those of you who don't know, Cynthia, I hire Cynthia. She works for Raquel Fit PT essentially. She is a great coach and she's awesome to be around. And as soon as I met Cynthia, I was like, yeah, this is the girl that I need, because we have very similar energies. We're different people, but we have very, very similar energies. And I, you know, energy is what I go off. But I forgot what I was going off. But yeah, for me, it's really tricky because there's so many people we've got to look after. Cynthia's got her clients, I've got my clients, and they're all Raquel Fit PT, but at essence, like, they're still people and they all have their own different plans, their own different goals, and they all need some form of encouragement. And even the ones who don't, like, I've got a few clients who, you know, we're pretty much in each other's chats almost every day, every second day. And then there's other clients who you wouldn't hear from for a week because they're not so touchy, but we have to keep checking in. And over the 5 days, you know, we're not like parent, you know, helicopter parenting, but we are definitely checking in with these clients to make sure that they are doing okay, because the stop start nature of the lockdown just pushes us so out of whack. Even for me, like with my training, with Cynthia's training, it's so disruptive to our progress in our goals.
Yeah,
you know, mentally we think, but you know, physically 5 days we can do it, but if it's mentally, it's mentally really taxing.
Yeah, I think that like plays a big role. It's just like on mental health, like they just say, oh, it's only 5 days, but really when your life revolves around the gym, like it plays a big role. Not exercising as like how you would used to, and like you said, like always touching base with like clients. There's only so much we can do, like just seeing if they are okay. But you know, some people go through it differently than others, and you know, but the clients know we're always there for them, and just hopefully it is only 5 days. But yeah, just touching base with everyone, like you said, like some clients are very like, okay, I'm gonna message you like as soon as something happens or whatever, or you know, some might be a bit more distant. We have to respect that as well, you know, people are taking a different route. So it's just always know that we're always there, but at the same time, you know, letting them have their space, feeling it in their own way as well.
Yeah, as long as we touch points, and if you know they're okay and they give us they're okay, and they, you know, you can kind of get a vibe from the text too, or a call as well, how they're tracking or what their thoughts are around it. So you know, that's a really big thing for us as coaches, always making sure the chemistry is right with the client, so we're not overdoing it and also not underdoing it. It's got to be the right balance, and every client needs a little bit different, but at essence, you know, we can't be accountable to every single person. You know, at home, what you do now at home is pretty much up to the client, and or you know, in general, humans, whatever you do, not just a client. We can talk about this in any regards. You know, what you do in your own time is up to you. You know, you can pay someone money to help you, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it doesn't mean anything if you don't do the work yourself. So big takeaway.
Put in the work, you know. You put in the work and then you'll get the result that you want. It's just like, yeah, when lockdown comes into play, it gets a bit hard, but just, I always tell them, don't forget, you know, why you started this, just keep pushing through. You got support behind you, and yeah, we're all in this together.
Yeah. Oh, that was a cute little wrap up. I like that.
Yeah, love it.
So Cynthia, take us through how you started in this industry.
Yes. So basically, I've always been like an active kid. I said this on Raquel's blog before, but I'll put in more detail. I've always been an active kid ever since I was in like primary school. Even my parents are like, she's going to do something in fitness or sport, or she's going to be something sporty. She's not going to be sitting down all day, because I fidget a lot. I'm always like, like you see me in the gym, I'm on one side, they'll turn their head, I'm on the other side. So they always knew I'm going to be something like sporty. In high school, I was so into like athletics, and like I would join every sporting team, soccer, netball, like volleyball.
Love it. Love it.
And I was like, and then the teachers came across like, okay, so what are you going to do later on? And I'm like, oh my God. Like I wanted to be a vet. I wanted to be a policewoman. Like I wanted to be everything. But being a personal trainer, it sort of like crossed my mind, but I wasn't really into the gym like sort of area until my friends started going to the gym. And they knew I was sort of like, oh, I want to continue doing something sporty or fitness based, but they knew I was like, I don't know. I hear like a standstill, like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do now, because I know I'm not going to do athletics for the rest of my life. So they're like, Cynthia, come gym with us. So I'm like, you know what? It won't hurt. Let's try it. I went to a small, like really, really small gym because I didn't know any better. I walked in, I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. And I look back, I'm like, no, it just ain't good. But I had like the basics, so I couldn't really complain. But I tried it and I really loved it. Like I would go every day after school, I would go with my friends. Obviously, I didn't know what I was doing. I would follow their workouts, and it was more like treadmill, and I hate the treadmill now, but I didn't know any better. And one day I just saw, because obviously I started, you have to start with a PT at this gym, like they gave you like a workout plan or whatever. I think I still have it with me till this day. And I look at it
you
now.
You have
like,
to show me.
I have to show you. It's somewhere.
Find but it. I love like, looking at other yeah. PTs' things.
There was like a kettle. It was like a kettlebell swing with like a body weight squat, a lunge. But it was. I'm like, what the hell is this? Like shit. Like what basic, the hell?
Basic PT so, things.
So basic. But I looked at it and terrible. I'm like, all right, yeah. And I knew back then it's not what I wanted. So whenever I saw this PT, I would run away because I didn't want him seeing me do something else besides his program.
Oh my god!
I got so scared. but yeah, I swear I always go off track. But
going on I know track, what. Go back to the start. How did you start?
I started. So I saw this PT, and I'm like, oh my god, this is an amazing job because I'll obviously be training someone, and the excitement on their face, like finishing a session, was like, wow, I want to do this. Be in the gym all day, and I've always wanted to work with people as well. So I'm like, huh, yeah, okay, PT, working in a gym, I'm active, I'm on my feet all day, and I'm helping changing like someone's life. So I pursued it, and being in school, it was sort of easier, like getting into like the courses and everything. So I did my Cert 3 in year 12 in the city, which was a bit of a drainer because me and traveling to the city and catching like transport is a no-go, but I'm like, I want to do this in the long run. So I made it happen. And I think that put me out of my like comfort zone a lot, which I'm so proud of myself. Like till this day, I'm like, I can't believe I did that. I look back, even my parents are like, I can't believe like you went a whole year going to the city, and they were proud of me as well. So they knew that was a big thing. And then I got my Cert 4. Aww,
Maria yeah. and your dad. I don't know your dad's name.
Yeah, Johnny, the typical John. Italian name.
John or Johnny?
Oh, they say John, but it's really Johnny.
Johnny and Maria. Proud parents. Yes. That's cute. I love that.
Yes, they were. And then, yeah, I did my Cert 4 during Corona last year, during the lockdown, which was on Zoom, which was
How was that actually, well. Cynthia? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I was supposed to be full-time, like, going on campus, but obviously I started later. So that's when the lockdown first happened. It was like late March, I think, early April.
It was.
So I was supposed to start in March, and that's when they were in class. But obviously I did my Cert 3, so I had to wait for everyone to complete Cert 3 to do Cert 4. And then they announced, okay, now you have to do it on Zoom. And I'm the type, I love to learn, like, you know, in person.
Yeah, I know
like,
you.
You can't do much on Zoom or like, you know, with a little whiteboard that they were teaching. I'm like, what?
You need the prac. I know you. You need the practical. If I show you something, it's not the same. If I teach you something, you got it.
I know. Like if Raquel tells me something like on the phone, like, yes, I would comprehend it, but then it will go in one ear out the other. Or I need to be in person. I need her to write it down. I need her to show me and it sticks in my head like a lot longer. So
yeah. I agree. So the Zoom was crap.
The Zoom, yeah, it was like it was not so worth bad. It. It wasn't worth it. I tell you now, I didn't learn anything. I was just there just to get the certificate and then obviously just go. I didn't get my work experience. Like I did work experience a bit later on, but during I didn't get that full out like the 4 hours obviously because all the gyms are closing entire year. So
and just to disclaim, it was a lot of work. It is exactly that sentiment that you're feeling. Like you just get the certificate so you can start working is exactly the same sentiment that a lot of PTs do have. So anyone who just heard Cynthia say, you know, I just did it to get the certificate, that is a lot of PTs. To be honest, the way I started, I just wanted to get that certificate too so I could start getting into gyms, getting my hands dirty and figuring out more stuff because the actual units of learning itself, like, yes, you can apply them and you're going to apply them, but like anything, when you study something, it's so different when you start working actually in the job because the people that you get, the problems that you face, the things that you need to do is on a different level. And like what I learned in my Cert 3 and 4, I don't use. I use maybe the macrocycling and mesocycling for periodization wise, like understanding where I'm going to put a client's training program. And that's about it. All my technical knowledge of doing the actual exercise, executing movement, I learned through work experience. all the practical was just bomb, like what's it called, a shit show. So yeah, just making sure that everyone realizes that that's a lot of the same sentiment that a lot of PTs, how they start, feel once they get experience. And that's exactly how I started. You get your hands dirty, you learn so much bloody more. Anyway, continue. So the cert for completed work experience.
So cert for completed. So that just, I just wanted to get my certificate, get out. Obviously, I couldn't start finding jobs during that time because everything was closed. So I was just working my, part-time job at Nando's. that was fun.
Shout out Nando's. We need a discount code for Nando's. Honestly, love Nando's.
I've got a sneaky, like, I know the work is sneaky, sneaky.
Little, you know. I love it.
Yeah. But, yeah, completed all of that. And then gyms were open. Was it November? Did they start opening in November?
Yes, they did. I think it was early November.
Early November. And I was at a point in my life with this part-time job where I was just getting treated like shit and I need to leave. Mm-hmm. And that was a lot for me as well, getting out of that comfort zone, because I was so comfortable there. Like, I would do my hours and go. I knew, I need to start finding what I love doing, you know. So I was applying for jobs one afternoon after I finished work, and I got one call back from a gym, and I didn't really want to go there. You know, when you cop like a little vibe, like
because
I didn't feel like I would
feel.
And I wanted to take anything that I could get. I'm like, yes, I got a first like job interview thingy. But I wasn't happy. I was still applying for everything, but I stopped applying that night. And then I woke up, I had a shift in the morning. But something in my head told me, keep applying for jobs that morning. And that's when I came across Raquel's ad. And I didn't see it the night before, but her ad was up for, I think, 2 days. So I was surprised it didn't come across it, because I went through all the pages on Indeed and Seek and everything. Yeah. And I found hers that morning, and I had a shift at Nando's. And then she called me at work. I'm like, oh, my God, this might be a job interview. Like, let me answer it. And I actually trained. So the manager that was working at Nando's, he is now my client as well for Recovery PT. And he was working that shift. And he goes, go answer, because he really wanted me to get this job.
That's so humble. Then,
I know. I was like, I was meant to apply for jobs that morning. And then, yes, like I said, that's how I came across Raquel's ad. We organized shadowing hours. And then, here we are.
Yeah, honestly, it's been so good to have you on my team. So, like, I'm very appreciative. I'm so blessed to have you. And like that whole hiring process was so new to me as well. So it was pretty hard because I had, you know, I had like put out a job out on Seek, and the Seek applicants, it was like randoms, like IT specialists, and there wasn't many PTs. And I had a couple PTs who did, I got a couple in, but just the vibe wasn't, the energy wasn't right, because I was really wanted to hire someone to start very soon. And then, yeah, you and the other girl, Julia, you both were great, but it was just your energy, and I was like, I need that. I don't want that. But shout out to Jules. She's a good PT as well. She's a great little miss. Great little pocket rocket, her as well. So tell us, how are you going at the moment? How have you been finding working with clients? Any stories, achievements? Whatever you want to share, this is your time since.
Yeah, I'm going I've been going really, really good, actually. I love it. From the beginning when I did start, though, like, little backstory, I used to wake up extra early just to go over
appointments
with clients, because I was so Roger knows. She'll be like, why are you so tired? Yeah, I woke up a bit earlier than 4 a.m. I don't do that anymore. That's just stupid. But because I was so nervous, you know, I've had gym experience, but working with actual clients, like on my own, not having Raquel by my side, like it was all me and the client listening to me. I haven't been really used to that. Like, I'm always listening to someone else, not someone listening to me. So I think that was like a big challenge, like, as well, that I had to overcome, which I have.
And you've grown into your role so nicely. Like, yeah, I see how you speak to clients. I see you're attending to their issues and like just being attentive. That was what I was like, trying to say, being attentive to them. And you've grown into your role so much more. Cause I remember, you're walking in, got this whole new program to do with them. And mind you, like Cynthia did some shadowing, but it's a very different role. Again, when someone's taking care of everything, it's totally different. When you have to now do the next level and be independent with the client, it's very, very different. So you've really transitioned into it really well, and you've got so much more to grow into. But from where you started with me to now, I can see through shining colors. You've done amazing. You're doing amazing.
Thank you.
That's okay.
Like Raquel said, like I was so nervous. I was going over programs and I'm like, oh my God, what if I instruct this wrong? What if they hurt themselves? Like I'm just an overthinker. So all of this is going in my mind and I'm like, oh my God, an hour? That is a long time. Because our sessions go for an hour and I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be the longest hour of my life. Like, oh.
Were you actually thinking that, hey?
At the beginning, I'm like, okay, I know it was going to go quick, but at the same time, instructing and hopefully, they will do it right. Or I was like, oh my God, like I was just overthinking everything. And I look back, I'm like, why was I acting like that? Like I see myself now and I have grown into such a confident, like more confident, like how can I say this? My confidence has risen like so much from when I started. And I still have a lot to learn. I still have a lot of more experience to go through, but you know, this is just the beginning, and I know from like the very beginning, I have come a long way. So I love it. I always thank Raquel for giving me this opportunity and, you know, trusting me with her clients as well. And I am very, very grateful.
Yeah, me too. Very, very grateful as well. And I think too, like I was having a look at, because we're in lockdown, had extra time. I was like, oh, well, I'm not going to be waking up at 6 anymore, so might as well just spend the night doing something else. So I sat a bit later than normal last night, and I was looking at like 2013, 2014 pictures and videos of my training, and like I was teaching aerobics in 2014, like aerobic classes like in a gym. So I was looking at all these memories and I'm like, wow, it was 2014, which was 7 years ago. And in 7 years, everything, how I started is so different. So like, I think we always like want everything now. We want the best. We want to be the best and we want all these things, but it takes time. It takes so much time. And like, just like the experience, the things that I was looking at was like where I started, you know, I was in uni and then I was teaching classes and I was, you know, networking with that Les Mills community and, you know, trying to upskill through their resources, and then eventually moved into a gym, did some more courses, learned some other things, and then finally found my flow, did something really massive and big with, you know, big bucks towards it, an internship. I'm like, all right. And then that just propelled everything more forward. Started to really invest in the people that they were also networking with. That opened my networks and then just kept growing. So that took 7 years, and I'm not saying it's ended, but it's been a very long journey to get to this point where I feel very confident and very knowledgeable at answering a lot of problem and technical movements. So like, you know, you do a very good job already because you got me. Whenever there's an issue.
She's a good teacher.
Thank you. I'll take that. Don't stress, because I know you do worry a little bit about, you know, certain things, but it's going to come. And I think like when I was even in school, like doing French, the first year seven to compared to year 12 when I did French, like the knowledge gains through each year, you just learn. You're like, oh, that makes more sense this year. Oh, that I understand why I didn't get that last year. So I think every year your knowledge and your brain power just changes because it keeps evolving with you. So
Yeah, exactly. It's like going back to like also the courses as well, like learning in like 13-4, like that's just to get you into the industry. But really you're starting from, you have to do so many more courses that revolve around what you want to teach your clients. And I always remember this PT saying to me, like, don't just do courses just for the sake of it, just to put on your resume or, you know, just to make yourself like look good. Do things that are actually going to make you better as a PT for your clients in whatever area that you are, you know, providing your service to. And that's what me and Raquel, obviously we got like similar like way, obviously like similar to the same way of teaching clients things. That's why we do like similar courses together, and she's teaching me like similar things as well. So which is always good, you know, because that's why I stress, because I want to give our clients the best service like possible, and I want them to leave thinking, wow, like that was amazing, I would so do that again, or I'm going to take away what Cynthia and Rekha have taught me, you know. So that's why I'm like, okay, my standard is very, very high. I don't want them to leave like, yeah, it was good. Like,
yeah.
No.
When they walk like, in, they feel crap, and then you make them feel a million bucks.
Yeah.
That is
there's like a lot more to PT. Yeah.
So much more to PT. I think people just think, oh, you just go in, you walk in, and you train with the trainer, and they just teach you some machines. No. No. Yeah, exactly. The and way I that have, we structure out the model of our training is very different to what people think.
Mm. Yeah. And I've had like people come up to me and look, I was a bit like upset from it, because they just don't know what goes behind our job, you know. They just think, oh, your job is so easy. Like I go to bed early. I go to bed at like 9:30 to wake up early. And I've had like a couple of friends say to me, oh, but your job's so easy. Like you're just standing there. You're just telling them what to do and they leave. No. And I got a bit defensive, because I'm like, unless you're actually doing the job, you'll understand, you know. They say to me, oh, you're just standing there, you're not, you know.
Little side note, everyone, Cynthia is very sensitive. She is very sensitive with the language that you use. So if you offend her, oh, you watch out. She's coming back with a vengeance. Yeah, good luck.
Love that. Now, this especially, I'm just like, don't criticize what I do, because I'm just, unless you actually step into my shoes and actually know how, I'm not just in the gym and I go home, I do nothing. I'm in the gym, I train however many clients a day, I go home, I do program writing, I get clients messaging me like to change times, to do this, all to day. Do that. Yeah, there's just a lot more to it, and
so much more.
Yeah, that's, I reckon that's what people just need to understand as well. Even if you are coming into, you know, PT, you want to do this as a career, just know it's not just being in the gym, training clients, and then going home. No, there's a lot more.
Especially if you want to make it a business. Like if you want this to be a business, the way that we're structuring it and the way that I've learned from some great mentors over time is to have it in a package and to program clients for a certain amount of time, so we can work with them for a long time, so we can look at all movement patterns, not just a once-off, here's the machines, go and do it. Because what happens is you teach someone once a machine, they'll forget the next week because they won't come for the next few days. They'll go on the treadmill because they feel safe, and then they forget all that information. It's a waste of money. So we're trying to add value to the people's lives that we train by giving them a lot of time to work with us and ask us questions, and you know, and program them over, you know, several different, not several, but three different programs over a certain period of time. So three or four, however many weeks they do stay on with us, those programs get updated every 4 weeks regardless. So, and then in their session, we're looking at the movement patterns. We're seeing what's limited, what's restricted. We already know, but when they tell us what's restricted, but they can do a movement or they can't do something else, we have to work that out. So there's a lot that goes into this, and thinking about the client pains and problems and the psychological barriers that they have with certain exercises. You know, some clients have a lot of trauma-based issues and they don't want to do certain movements because it makes them feel uncomfortable, and that's okay. So we just got to work with that and slowly transform how they feel around movement and eating, even eating behaviors. Like we have to talk about food with our clients and mindset. So, you know, in the gym, they see us and we can hold them accountable there, but whatever, again, like I said at the start, whatever they do at home, that's on them. And if they text us or we reach out to them weekly, you know, sure, they can tell us, but sometimes they might not always tell us. So coaching is a really different to what the general population sees as just a walk-in. Like you're not walking into the gym, we're not just showing you the machines once. We are really trying to mold you to like movement and work with your movement patterns and get better at your movement patterns. Whew.
Yeah, I know. It's not just like, we don't prescribe like the same plan to everyone, obviously. Like everyone is so different. It's not just, okay, do a squat, do a barbell squat. Not everyone can do a barbell squat at the beginning of their fitness journey. You know, we need to, you know, progress them to that. You know, we get some clients coming to us like, and they have experience in the gym, we just need to tweak a little thing, you know, and they can start off with a barbell squat. Like, it's very, very different from person to person. And like you said, Raquel, like movement analysis and seeing how they, yeah, how they perform in the gym, what exercises they can do, what exercises they need a little bit of work on. Like, it's very, very different. So a lot of work does go into play when writing programs, you know, like just coaching in general. Like, there's a lot of work that, you know, people don't really see. And I think, yeah, we just need a bigger shout out for that. Like, it's not just PT, like, we do a lot more.
I guess it's just also because there is blurred lines. There's blurred lines between that average PT in the gym who just has walking clients and they do once-offs versus an actual business that's running coaching packages for clients to come in and be serviced for a longer period of time to get way better return on result. Because everyone's done a 6 or 8 week challenge and then they rebound, or they've like, I'm not unmotivated now, or they can't get their shit together in their head and actually meal plan their food properly, or they haven't learned anything. They're like, I actually don't know how to do this on my own. So we're trying to give you a lot of skills, and that takes a lot of time. So it's a business versus just a walking PT. I guess that's kind of like, you know,
nothing against like just PTs, like they just do walkings, or you know, that's their deal. But what we do is just a lot more than that. And I feel like that's where like other like potential clients, like when they're looking for a PT, you have to take on like, okay, what does this PT offer versus like, what do we offer? Like, we offer so much more than just like, okay, come in, that's it, bye.
There's a lot of value in an actual structure. But I do disagree though, because I think the way that PT, like everyone's being offered, oh, PT, Australian Institute of Sport, PT here, this Fit Nation, whatever. And then they want all these PTs to be able to train people, but then you still have people who don't know how to train, don't know how to execute movement, don't know how to eat, have really a lot of fear-based relationship with food. So I think the way that PT is actually being pushed and encourage for just anyone to do, because anyone can do it, quotation marks, because not anyone can do this. I think that's wrong. I think the way that we're helping people, we're really supporting people, encouraging people to change their life rather than just the walk-in PT. You can go for a walk-in PT, but you're going to get a lot more value for life by doing something longer term with someone who cares about you. And sure, maybe you do want to just do once off, fine. That's why you have classes. That's why you go do something once off with a class, because I think that's what you're trying to get. I don't know. That's my thoughts. I don't think once off PT is that valuable in the long-term scheme of things. Unless getting a program as well that accompanies that, and you're going to be accountable and do that yourself too, and you are following those exercises, and the PT has a workout like library for you to review and can reach out to you maybe once every so often, I think there's some value. But if it's just a once-off walk-in and there's nothing else after that, then I think that's a little bit.
It is a bit funny. Like you said, like long-term, it's not ideal. I've heard some stories like PT just giving out like random as like workout, like a workout sheet, whatever. And they do the same thing every time if they do return back to this PT. And I'm like, what are you getting out of it? Like, I don't understand. Like, different story if you're really, really, really advanced in the gym and you're seeing your coach or your PT like, you know, once every so often just to check in. But that's a different different ball game. If you're someone that is serious about it, you don't really have much knowledge on like machines and how to do this and how to do that, having a coach for a certain amount of time is ideal, not just some walk-in like, okay, let's do this today, and then you walk in and you're like, oh, okay, what if I want to do upper body now, what do I do? Like, it's not structured right.
It's not, completely not. So I guess it kind of leads into, well, why do you do what you do, Cynthia? Why do you love coaching so much?
I love coaching because, like I said, I've always wanted to work with people in some way, and finding out like about personal training and coaching, I've always wanted to help people. And obviously, like being active as well, like I wanted to see the excitement on people's faces of their transformation, whether that be 8 weeks or 12 weeks. You know, that's why we take focus pictures for them as well. Like looking back where they were to now, that just makes my whole day and why I love doing what I do. Just changing, you know, you get clients coming in and they tell us their experiences, and you know, I put myself in their shoes and I'm like, how, oh my God, that is, you know, it's so sad. And for them trusting me with, you know, you can say like they've put their life in your hands, like they're coming to you to help, you know, you're helping them essentially. And when they walk out of that gym saying, thank you, you have changed my life for the better and you've helped me in so many ways that I didn't even think I could achieve, that is why I do what I do. Like, I just love helping people, and especially in a way that I love, like, I love what I do as well. Like, I know for myself, I train myself, and I'm like, okay, I see where I was like a couple of weeks ago to now. I'm like, well, if I'm doing this for myself, can you just imagine doing, like, helping someone else in their fitness journey? And when they get that reward of like, well, I did that, thank you, like, thank you for helping me achieve this. Yeah, that's why I love doing what I do.
It's the personal support, it's the one-on-one, it's I've made someone feel so much better about their life, their day. Yeah, I love that. It's huge.
I love it. Yeah.
Now, Cynthia, getting into a bit of your training, how do you like to train? What's your favorite exercise? Give us a little detail.
I train, so I do a split. At one stage, I wasn't doing a split. I was just at the very beginning, actually. I was just doing lower body. I'm like, oh my God, why was I doing that to myself? And I just want to tell all you ladies, don't just train lower body, train your upper body.
Don't do my mistakes.
And I was 15. So yeah, I incorporate like lower body. So I love training glutes. So going into my favorite exercise, that's hip thrust. I love
Who would have guessed that?
If you see me train like in the gym every day, I'm always doing a hip thrust. At least like two to three times a week. I love it. It makes me feel strong. So I do like a booty focus like day because I love doing it. I do like back and shoulders, I do like biceps, triceps, I do like the typical split, you know, quads, hamstrings, because I've got like specific areas that I do want to focus on. So, and I train for like hypertrophy, except for like my barbell hip thrust. I do aim to hit 200 kilos in that lift. And that will be like a strength goal.
Well, that is probably going to happen. How long do you think it will take you? All right, just for everyone, Cynthia's hit 160 kilos hip thrust.
Yeah.
How many reps was it? Was it two or three?
Three reps.
So she's looking to get a 200 kilo hip thrust. I reckon, do you think by the end of the year, is that possible?
That's my goal, end of year. But if these lockdowns just keep happening, it's just hard because I've got no equipment at home, so I really can't do anything. And I know from the last lockdown, obviously you can't start back at the weight that you were doing. You have to take a few steps back to get back to that way, and it's just, yeah, it's very up and down.
That's actually something we can chat about.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts or recommendations or advice to anyone who is like going through the lockdown, has a bit of this stop start in issue, the lockdowns are training and lockdown training, or they're losing motivation and they're trying and the lockdown happens, whatever. Without the lockdown, people always ebb and flow. But what is your advice for someone who is like struggling with that stop start?
I think just always remember why you're doing this. If I had the choice to, you know, I didn't train for nearly a whole year last year. If I was in that mindset, oh, I have to start back at square one, then yeah, I would be a completely different person. If you really love what you do, like with exercise, and you want to achieve a certain goal, just don't let these lockdowns, like, you know, rule you. You gotta overcome that. I know it is hard times. Obviously, motivation is gonna go downhill a little bit. Like, we're human, like it's normal. But just know we're not gonna be in lockdown forever. I know it's annoying, but just if you got a goal and you want to reach that goal, just keep going for it. I know it's going to take a few steps back, but do that and then just don't stop. What I'm trying to say, just don't stop. Just keep going at it. Take your time. You're in no rush at all. Even if you have hit a goal, like for interview, for example, and you don't hit it, don't beat yourself up about it. It's not your fault, because you don't want to start back at a weight where you're going to hurt yourself. I for sure didn't start back at 160 when I started back at gym. There's no way, like, I was not ready for that lift yet, because taking a couple of weeks off, it does impact your training a little bit. So I reckon that's what everyone needs to understand a little bit, is just, yeah, take a few steps back, get back into the swing of things, and then before you know it, you'll be back at, you know, where you were, and just keep going. Don't let these lockdowns and people saying, nah, I've lost motivation, I'm not going to do it anymore. Nah. Just get that little voice out of your head and just set out what, even write it down. What do you want to do this year? And then just go from there.
Mm. The amount of people that I meet in general who always say, oh, I don't care. But then the conversation develops and it does sound like these people care, because the language that they're using is always like, you know, whatever, one day I'll focus on it. It's always like that future thing. Oh, one day I'll do it. So you do care about it. You're just not able to do this right now for some reason. And I was having a conversation with one of the girls in the gym, had a nice long conversation. She was saying the same thing. Oh, you know, mum calls me this. Mum says I should do this. I'm like, well, you know, do you want to do this? Do you care about it? She's like, yeah, I do, kind of. Then she was telling me stories about situations where she's been out and people have said something rude to her. She didn't take offense to it. But the, obviously when you bring something like this up, to me, that reads that you did take offense to it and it has scarred you. It's kind of stayed with you. We got on topic of it. And then the next week I saw her in the gym and I was like, oh, you're training today. And she's like, yeah, I am. And I'm like, okay, very nice. So it's, I think it's that conversation that sometimes you need to push people's barriers. You need to really, like, with anyone who's struggling right now, I get it. Like, I've got a comp in 4 weeks and I am like not motivated at all. I decided not to go to gym yesterday with my rest day. I could have gone last night and done the, you know, a session to get it in. I'm like, you know what? I'd just do it tomorrow. And I think I'm definitely going to do it today, but that's the thing. I'm getting back on top of it. I'm not letting another 5 days happen for me to get on top of it.
Yeah.
So it's being consistent. That's going to save you in the long run. And I think like you were saying last year, you know, you didn't train for a whole year, you know, in the gym. So, you know, kind of, it can feel like I've lost all my gains. What's the point? But these are the wrong questions to ask. You've got to ask yourself, well, what's my why? Why am I doing this? Is this going to be good for me in the long run? Yes, it is. Is this going to, you know, be very health beneficial for my mental health and physical health? Am I going to be more productive at work? Am I going to be a better partner by releasing energy? Yes. Yes, 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 you are. So you've got to come back to your why to do it, because, you know, fitness is important. It's non-negotiable. Like, you need to exercise, you need to move. It doesn't have to be in the gym. You can do your own type of movement, fine, but you do want to be able to move with full range of movement, pain-free. You want to understand how your body works, and you want to, especially as a woman, you know, you're going to be all, I think I read a paper a very long time ago, a lot of women do have a very high chance of developing osteoporosis if they don't have preventative exercises in their lifestyle to prevent the early onset of it. So it is very important. And I think I always come back to that and I'm like, well, I don't want to be too frail and fragile too early. I want to prevent that as much as possible.
Make you live longer as well. Like,
life quality.
That's what people think. Yeah, I know. Just exercise. Like, it only takes an hour in your day. We're not expecting 2, 3, 4 hours a day of exercise. It's only 1 hour. Maybe 2 hours tops, depending what you do.
Even less.
But even less. Like
30 minutes. Some people, that's all they want to do.
That's all you really need. And if you're in a situation where you don't have equipment at home, even just simply just going for a walk, just moving your body in some way. That's what I struggled with last year. I would wake up feeling motivated. Oh, I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And then some days I just wake up like, ugh, yuck, like, yeah, I don't feel like moving. Mm-hmm. And I never want to go back to that feeling, because I was in a state where I was just eating whatever I wanted. And I'm like, why was I doing that to myself? Like, I shouldn't have let lockdown like overtake me. Like,
yeah, beat you.
I never want to feel like that. And I think you have to experience something like that to really realize, like, okay, I don't ever want to feel like that again. And you realize, okay, well, this is what I want to do. And this is how I want to be for the rest of my life, like always active and eating clean and, yeah, just being the best version of yourself at the end of the day.
I agree. Well, that's a cute little send-off. I love that. I've seen you're just so cute. She's just so like small and petite and just cute, you know. She's young and she's just got like, all these little wisdom points. I'm like, no, oh, I just love.
Literally, if you saw her in person now, that's what she acted like. She'd be like, you're so cute. I'm like,
when we have an issue, I'm like, Cynthia, no. Lay down the law.
She puts on a serious voice.
I don't know. I'm like, why don't you understand this?
And I'll be like, can you calm down? I'm trying to learn, okay?
We're about to have a domestic in the gym.
So honestly. Funny. I swear someone was looking at us once, like we were saying something. And then I'm like, I'll get it. And Rick, no, you're not getting it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm getting it. And then, oh my God, I swear I turned around and someone was looking. I'm like, nah, this is normal for us. It's fine.
Wait, okay, let's just preface. That doesn't happen all the time. It only happens when we're in a like funny mood together because our cycles have synced as well. So like we're getting moody towards the end of the month, it most likely happens then because we're like, I just don't understand why you're not understanding this, okay?
And then a week later comes and like, oh, okay.
So it doesn't wait, happen all the time. Like, okay. Oh my God, that makes it sound crazy.
It doesn't happen all the time. No. It only happens just once a month. It's bad.
At least a minimum. It's like, I'm not gonna tell any more stories about our chats because I think that's
we need to go down that well.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add to today's episode?
I think just for everyone listening, just stay in there, try and just be active in any way possible, even just going for a walk, stay close to family, friends, like as much as you can. I know it's hard now. And yeah, just for even like PTs wanting to get into the industry, never stop learning. Don't just be your sit there and be like, okay, I know what I'm doing. No. If I didn't start doing courses and listen to podcasts and, you know, Rachel knows that books and me, we just don't, it just doesn't like sit in my head.
Unless I highlight it for you, then you'll get it. You'll read it.
Yeah. Like she gave me a book and I was reading. I'm like, what the hell does this mean? And the only things that I understood was when she highlighted it. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Mm. But just find out what works for you. And like podcasts work for me. Like listening, actually listening and like YouTube videos and actually watching something sticks in my head. So just never stop learning after you're so thankful because I promise you, like you'll probably learn one or two things, but it's not going to help you in the long run. Like with clients and your business, if you do want to start up one day. So, yeah, I second that.
I think for like a really long time, there's a lot of ego around knowing everything. And there was like a certain time probably when I was just starting out that it was kind of like, if you don't know everything, then you're a bad PT. But then it's more so the knowledge now that we don't know everything. And not all of us has to know everything because this is why there's experts in who they train and who they focus on. So this is why we focus on women because we understand women quite well.
Mm-hmm.
And certain, you know, various issues related with women, food, relationship issues, binge eating in particular, motivation is a really universal one, PCOS, period stuff. That's why I love working with women. And also like the self-empowerment for me is like huge. So I think in the industry there is that kind of thing where it's like a bit of an ego, you know, you should know this. Well, maybe you don't. I don't know, I think
there's no shame in it.
There's no shame
if you don't know something.
Thank you. There's no shame in not knowing everything, but as long as you don't pretend like you know and tell your clients things that are fibs. If you say, hey, you know what, I need to go back to the drawing board on that one and I need to have a think about it, do your research, consult your book, consult your podcast, consult your networks, and then come back, I think that's great. Don't just give your clients fibs and lies and pretend like you know something because I think that is where the shit catches back up to you.
Yeah, exactly. Especially me being like so young, like such a young PT. I'm only 19 and I was scared coming into this, like, oh, she's so young. What would she know? And I think I had to overcome that like theory in my head, like, oh, like, yes, I am young, but I know how to train a client. Like I know what I'm doing. Obviously I'm not going to know everything. I'm still learning in the process, but I'm not gonna let someone say, oh, you're so young. Like, I've had, oh, me,
in a
so
mean
I had
way.
I've had two people come up to me saying, how are you a PT? You're so small. I'm just, yeah, that sort of stuck in my head for a little bit.
There we
bit.
Go. Another offended story by Cynthia.
Another offended. Nah. but I let that out there. Nah. I'm just, it comes into like, okay, yes, I know I'm young. Yes, I know I'm quite small. If you see me in person, I am quite small. You know, I'm always trying to grow, you know, physique-wise and like mentally as well with this job. But yeah, I think you just never stop learning. Like, yes, I know I'm young. I'm still learning everything. I still tell clients, like, yes, I've still got a long way to go. But where I am now, I'm quite happy. I never thought I'd be where I am today. I thought I'd just be like, yeah, okay, do a leg extension, do a squat. But I do a lot more than that now. Sorry, so I'm, yeah, very, very happy.
You said something then, I was going to pick up on it, but I just flew out of my head. Oh no, yes, you remind me of me, because when I started in industry, I was 18 and I had the same things, like, you know, wow, you're so young. But I didn't take it in the wrong way. I took it in the, I'm inspiring people. If people say in a derogatory way, well, that's their own issue. That's not my problem to worry about. But to me, it's like, I am so young and I know exactly what I want to do. So I think kudos to us, because we've known from a very young age exactly what we wanted to do. And that's just got the ball rolling, and here we are. And in 7 years' time, Cynthia, you're going to be what, 26 like me?
Yeah,
I shouldn't tell people my age. Far out. I'm at that point in my life. I'm like, don't tell people my age. You're going to be 7 years older, and
7 years older.
You're going to reflect on this point, and you'll be like I've learned so much from then too. So I think it's a journey. Life is a journey. There's always things to learn. So yeah, I think that's a really great takeaway. Good stuff.
Yeah. And also, like, go.
Nah, you go.
Nah, I'm just gonna add in, like, don't let anyone tell you, like, oh, everyone's doing this career, don't do it. If I was to listen to them, those people, you wouldn't be where you are today. So just, if you know what you want to do, just do it.
You hit a nerve with that one. If I listen to the people who told me not to do this, or it's not a career, or people who get shocked that the things that I've been able to achieve, or they get shocked when I tell them certain things, they're like, but you're a PT, aren't you? I'm like, yeah, I am. And it's my business. This is a business. It's not just a walk-in. I get to pay $30 an hour. No. So This is my real-time thing, my full-time thing. And they're like, oh, do you work anywhere else? Or what else do you do? Because it's like the consensus that every PT works somewhere else, which I get it, because I was working at like 3 or 5 gyms previously doing aerobics classes here and there, because it was irregular, like hours and whatever. But no, this is my business. I work here almost 40 hours a week. Cynthia does close to 30, 35 hours a week. So like, this is our thing. It's what we do. Yeah, it does hurt when people are shocked that you're able to.
And I love proving them wrong.
Yeah, so do I.
Proving them wrong.
But at the same time, I just like keeping, you know, things to myself too, because I'm like, well, you know, this is, and I think that's the industry too. It's a bit lucrative, especially if you make it into a business. It can do you quite well. Mm. And if anyone wants to know about that success, like if there's any PTs out there who are like, wow, I really want to do what Raquel has done and what Cynthia is doing, reach out to us and reach out to me and message me and talk to me. Happy to, you know, chat to you as well and give you a little bit of a insight into what I have done. So I think it's always good to learn from people. That's why.
Yeah, exactly right. We love this journey. We're never going to stop.
No, we're not stopping. No lockdown's going to stop us.
Oh, no. Honestly.
I think we've gone. Huh?
This lockdown needs to stop, Sarah. I'm going to punch it.
Agro Cynthia is coming out.
Honestly.
We've gone so – we actually said we weren't going to do an hour, and here we are. We've done an hour.
Has it been an hour? What the hell?
Well, oh yeah.
Shit. Oh, my God.
Man, it's never surprised that
we always talk.
I know.
We talk for ages.
We talk so long. Thanks for coming on the Female Health Show. We're going to do a weekly installment with Cynthia. It might be fortnightly, depending on our schedules, especially when we get back. Might not be first week back, but we definitely will. Weekly segment called Chats with Cynthia. Every single week, which is going to be so fun. And hopefully, you know, we can also just be bringing out really good conversations and just chatting about the weeks and client problems and just bringing to you our both, both our voices to the table. You can also follow Cynthia at Synth Fitness. It's triple S, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
At Instagram, you can follow me at RaquelFitPT on Instagram and TikTok, where I'm going to be uploading a lot of these Female Health Show podcast things, which I probably should name it to the Female Health Show, but nah, stop it. It's RaquelFitPT. It is what it is.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to email me or get in touch with me in relation to coaching, training or services, whatever it is that you want to know, email me at raquelfitpt@gmail.com. I'll leave all the details in the show notes anyway, but thanks for listening. And if you have any questions, ask away. Don't be afraid. We don't bite.
We don't. Thank you, Raquel, for having me on. I really appreciate it. This was so much fun.
Yeah, it was. It was really good. You can support the show by following on iTunes and Spotify. You can also find me on YouTube and TikTok, all at RaquelFitPT. Really straightforward. Thanks so much for listening, everyone, and we really appreciate you being here. We hope you enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll be back on here very soon.